Are you ready to start eating to feel good? Ready to begin nourishing yourself and really not even caring about the weight loss or the calories or any of that? I just want to feel good when I eat. Then listen into this episode. We're going to talk a little bit about that and how to really, really tap into the body to nourish and feel good with the things that you're consuming. Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. I know you can hear that sizzling in the background. That's me sauteing some green beans. I'm making some Liberian green beans today. And I thought about, hey, get on the podcast and create an episode because you're feeling good, Martita. Why not help everybody else feel good with their food? So let me give you some tips today on what's helping me feel good with my food. Because as I talked about yesterday, I'm back on my journey towards feeling good. And so I've made an effort of really practicing focus on listening to myself. So there's some things that I've really thought about and has really helped me to feel better with what I'm eating. So here are the tips. Take notes. If there's anything here that doesn't make sense and you have questions, there, you know, I'm now creating on the Spotify app and they have a place to leave comments and answer questions and all that stuff or ask questions. Go for it. I would love to hear from you. All right, so the first tip that I have for you is when you're ready to just really get back on your intuitive eating grind, when you're ready to really just tap in, do a cleanse, do some type of cleanse because, and I know, and I'm praying that you are not having emotional issues still, because if you have emotional issues, then this cleansing thing tip is probably not for you. All right. Because if you're anybody like me, part of the dieting culture and having a disorder was included cleansing and not cleansing, but fasting, things like that can be part of all of that whole. I'm screwed up right now because I've tried so many different things and now I'm hooked on this and the feeling that it gives me and I can't eat normally. So if you're part of that crew, go to my first podcast, The Happy Eater. Heal the emotions first, all right? But if you are not, if you are in the point where you are healing your emotions, they're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good with the different practices that are good for moving through emotions and healing your emotions, and you're ready to move forward, then go ahead and find some sort of cleanse. Now, I've talked about a fruit cleanse in the past in my book. I'm pretty sure I put the fruit cleanse in there. It's been a while since I read my book, but Tap In should have the fruit cleanse that I suggest, which is basically just starting your day off with fruit to get everything out of your intestines. And that's going to really help you to settle into your body. When we're, you know, when there's too much going on in our intestines, then we can't really feel into our bodies where we tend to be outside of our bodies. Okay. So cleansing using fruit is going to be really helpful. And you can use any cleanse. There's so many different things out there that'll help you kill bacteria and all that other stuff. I'm not a doctor. Talk to your doctor if you feel like you should. Follow your own intuition with this. But I would suggest just really starting your day off with some fruit, pineapple, or, you know, get the book if you want more details. But and it's on Amazon. I think it's like $2. I don't know. I don't even remember what it's, but it's there and it's in more detail. I don't want to waste your time. Just look it up, but just look for fruit cleanse. I think I even talked about it here, but basically you want to start your day off with fruit, fruit, some sort of fruit, and that's going to clean you out, clean out the intestines, and that's going to make you feel good instead of heavy and like, oh, too much going on in my body. I'm not digesting right. And when you're not digesting right, you're not going to get hungry. It's a big mess. So I suggest that, number one, right? That's really helped me. Second, begin your day journaling. Pull out a notebook. Tell yourself, this is what I'm working on today. Today, I'm going to listen to me, all right? I'm going to listen to me. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to wait till I'm hungry. I'm going to stop when I'm full, when I'm satisfied, okay? That's tip number two. You want to be able to put that in your forefront. Really focus in on what your goals are for the day so that it's fresh in your mind every single day. This worked for me. This works for me. This works for my clients. Life-changing stuff, okay? You really want to change your life. That's what you do. You put that in the first thing in the morning. You pay attention to where you're going, all right? And then tip number three, when you ask yourself, what is it that I want to eat, when you're thinking about it, when you're feeling into it, also ask yourself, what's going to make me feel good? Because your body's not always going to be very blunt with what it needs. You're not going to always know what it is that you want to eat, your body needs. So you ask yourself, what's going to make me feel good here? What's going to make me feel good? And then let those answers come up. I've had a lot of questions in the past of like, I want to start eating more vegetables. Something tells me to eat more vegetables, but it's like I don't want it. My suggestion to you is eat the vegetable before you start the meal. All right? If that's something you want to start doing, because I notice when I eat greens, I feel amazing. When I eat fruits, I feel amazing. Like fresh, live food, I feel amazing. But it's got to be eaten before the meal. Unless I've had a really light meal and then I can eat it after. But you'll notice that when you have heavier foods, the heavier energy makes you want heavier foods. It doesn't mix very well. So start your meal with the veggie and then move on to the next thing. Okay. So like even me right now, I just had a bagel with some smoked salmon and cream cheese, and it was so good, but I still didn't feel like I was satisfied. I needed something else. And I asked myself, well, what's going to feel really good right now? And I pulled out, I have this huge bin. They have this organic like salad greens that they sell at every store pretty much. And I pulled that out and I was like, I'd love to have some greens to round this meal out, but I wasn't feeling it. So I asked myself, what would make it feel really good? And fruit sounded really good. And peanut butter started to sound really good. I just played with it a little bit. And then I was like, oh, nice peanut butter smoothie sounds fantastic. So I made a green peanut butter smoothie, and man, that felt so good to drink. It was so delicious. I feel amazing. And that's the best part about, and you know, conscious eating, mindful eating, intuitive eating, really tapping in, authentic eating, is that you feel so good with your body. Your body's like singing when you eat the right stuff, you know? So to make that effort to really hone in and tap in on your intuition, figure it out, figure out what you want. So those are three tips that are working for me today. Again, you know, it's all a journey. If I could give you one tip from those three that you start off with, if you're just like, Martita, this is just too many tips, start off with the journaling in the morning. Just let your subconscious know what you want. Let your subconscious tell your subconscious no. Let your subconscious know, tell your subconscious, hey, this is what I want to do today. And then as you go through the day, just take the moment up when it comes and follow through. That would be my number one tip, is just start the day off talking to yourself, writing your day the way you want it to go. Because now it's like every morning I start the morning and I'm writing out, okay, I want to watch myself today. I want to observe myself. I want to pay attention to my intuition. I want to stop when I'm full. And that puts me on top of all of it. That makes me stay on top of intuitive eating, of authentic eating. So I hope this has helped. If this has helped you at all, please come to the podcast and give me a rating. I'd love to see your opinion of the podcast. Also, come to Spotify and you can leave a comment on the episode. Yeah, so good to talk to you guys.